Lesson 20. Too good to be true. Consider the following hypothetical situation. You are a struggling New York actor hoping for a break. When you're almost ready to quit, your phone rings. The caller identifies himself as the casting director for a well-known film company. After you exchange a few pleasantries, he offers you a small speaking part in a major motion picture. You're euphoric at first, but then the caller asks if you are a member of the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, a necessary condition for employment. You admit that you are not. At this point, you expect the conversation to end, but the caller suggests that you take out a temporary SAG membership. The cost is only $500, really a minuscule amount compared to how much you'll be making from the movie. You can't afford the membership fee, but you can't afford to procrastinate either, since filming will start in a matter of days. He urges you to get the ball rolling by wiring the money to an address he gives you. Would you agree to do it? Not if you are thinking clearly. Every year, millions of Americans are bilked by con artists. They are robbed as surely as if they had been held up, except that the con artist's weapon is their ability to persuade their victims to take advantage of opportunities that seem too good to miss. Without a qualm, they will steal a retired couple's life savings or an aspiring actor's last $500. A milder stigma is attached to these con artists than to their fellow criminals who use cruder, more physical means, although like muggers and burglars, they too are motivated by avarice. A possible reason why so many people become victims of con artists is that most of us are not sufficiently informed about how con artists work or how to detect a swindle. That is why the following information is very important. In order to be successful, con artists can be incoherent and inarticulate. They must be consummate liars, well-practiced and smooth. In addition, they should be conversant with their victim's circumstances and weaknesses, knowing whether the person is desperate or greedy, and how credulous he or she is. Con artists also must have the ability to establish a quick rapport with the victim, who is commonly referred to in the trade as the mark, the chump, the sucker, or the egg. Scams take many forms. Victims are bombarded over the phone, through the mail, over the internet, via television and newspaper ads, and in person. Often, victims are accosted by persuasive, fast-talking con artists who convince them that if they act immediately, they will be able to take advantage of a fortuitous opportunity that has fallen into their lap. Generally, con artists prey on the universal hopes for fortune, success, and good health. They ask for immediate cash or information, such as your credit card or social security number, in exchange for promises of millions in prize money, a free vacation, an inviting career opportunity, or a miracle cure. Anyone can reduce her or his chances of being the victim of a con artist by following these tips. Never give out information over the phone. Be wary of situations in which you're pressed to make on-the-spot decisions or pay for something immediately, and avoid making secret deals. Victims of con artists can save themselves a lot of grief if they remember the aphorism, "If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is."